Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here. Subscribe to the only show that will show you how to apply the world's greatest ideas from the most striking minds. After presenting more than 1,000 interviews, I couldn't be more compelled to introduce you to the Jordan Harbinger Show. We've got spies and CEOs, athletes and authors from Kobe Bryant to Malcolm Gladwell, Tony Hawk and Howie Mandel to the chairman of Google, founders of LinkedIn and Instagram, antiquities smugglers, con men, brilliant scientists, national heroes, and even the head of the CIA. Listed as Apple's best of 2018 and countless other awards that, let's be honest, you probably don't care about right now. So come and have a listen for yourself and join me as we exploit the superpowers of the world's most incredible thinkers, amazing achievers, and iconic change makers with their insights delivered right into your mind. You'll get that blueprint of their brilliance each week so that you can learn to live what you listen. Subscribe right now to The Jordan Harbinger Show, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you're listening now.
Napa know-how.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP, but don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
It's Collider Live. It's Friday.
No, yeah.
And it's November 15, 2019. Welcome to this Casual Friday. I'm going to get right into it because this crew is either going to kill me or be the greatest thing of all time. I got Perry Nemiroff here to help me balance this out. How are you, Perry?
I don't like the faith you're putting in me right now.
I'm going to put all my faith in you because we have to contend with not only Jeff Snyder.
What's shaking, everybody?
Here for the first time on the Revamped Collider Live, but Tom Dagnino, a.k.a. Bobby Gucci, here. In studio. How are you, my friend?
Oh, never better.
Never better,
never,
huh?
Never better. I'm just hoping you are all right, you know?
Yeah, so we're going to start off things by also, because I'm going to throw it to Cody here. Cody Hall in the booth. How are
hey
you,
guys,
sir?
Hey, guys, I'm also here. Hi.
So what you may not see, but you may see throughout the show is Leia's here.
Mm-hmm.
My dog is here. And Cody, you witnessed quite a spill from me.
Yeah,
I fell.
Glad you're okay.
I fell. Now, when I say I fell against the wall on my hand,
like
thanks to the puppy.
Like a ton of bricks.
Ton of bricks. The puppy went around my legs. The leash tied me up, and boom, down went Riley. My hand is bruised to shit right now.
I thought your leg fell off.
I was
fell so awkwardly. It was bad. He watched it from the booth. I saw it live. I'm like, man,
there was no delay in the booth. It was fantastic.
Yeah, from my angle, it looked like you smacked your head against the door frame. I was so scared
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I
Are
did
you
not, thankfully.
Right All right.
I did not hit my head against the wall, but
yeah,
I
it
did.
It wasn't a great fall.
I did.
It was like Humpty Dumpty.
This is the perils of owning a puppy that's 10 months now. Absolutely a lunatic. We call her Monster Mash. That's her nickname now. Her official name is Monster Mash, and she is a lunatic, and she's under the table, and God knows
she's
what she's
puppy,
doing.
So but really, she didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't.
But
and
was
I scolded her on the – no.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
Well, like we were saying, when somebody takes a spill, there's always somebody else to blame, even if nobody's there.
And
like, this goddamn table.
And I
said,
wait.
You gotta throw the blame somewhere.
Yeah, the blame's got to be somewhere.
I threw it at the puppy and not feeling too good about it. But nonetheless, here we are on this Friday. Thank you very much for joining us. Roxy Stryer and Arena will be back on Monday. Good to have them. Thank you, everybody, for continuing with us. It's a lot of fun doing this show. Jeff Snyder, these glasses, man. I got to talk about
you like them
first real quick. Sure. I do. What's
I'm throwing
your
different
level?
Looks. I'm on so many different shows today. It's
Is that why you put them on?
Yeah, yeah. I gotta throw a different look every now and then.
You look good, man. It's feeling pretty good. And how does it feel to be sitting next to your former manager of the Schmodown here? Is
I mean,
this good?
I hardly ever get to see this guy anymore.
Yeah.
It's great to be in the same room with him.
You're within greatness,
a good time.
Right?
Yeah, we always have a good time.
Yeah.
I don't know if the show's big enough for both of us, but
that's
we'll see.
True.
We're gonna find out. So real quick, I want to start with The Mandalorian very, very quickly because episode 2 did drop. I'm going to be doing a spoiler review later on with Joseph Scrimshaw of Force Center, of Jedi Council, who will be there.
Thank you, Cody. I love this.
I thought we had breaking news for a second. But The Mandalorian, guys, just around the table. Perry, you haven't seen episode two yet, but you are watching it.
I'm watching it. And? I liked episode one. I liked it quite a bit. But I hear episode two is even better, and the same is true of episode three.
I think you're going to very much enjoy episode two. Jeff Snyder, Tom Dagnino, not watching The Mandalorian, are you?
I'm going to. I'm planning on it. I just haven't signed up for Disney Plus.
Okay, and so why haven't you been one of the 10 million people on day one to not download the thing?
Because I've got better things to watch.
That was exactly what I thought was going to come.
Good for you. Yeah.
And Tom, I hear you have a free Disney Plus subscription.
Yeah, for life.
For life?
For life, yes.
How is that possible?
Well, I pulled some strings over there at Disney. Some lady I know, she's a location scout.
You know, so is that true?
Yeah. So it's free forever.
So the location scout has all the access.
Yeah. Well, I don't pay for any streaming services.
Scouts for Hulu.
Yeah.
HBO Max.
I know a guy who worked a deal for Hulu, so he gave me that for free as well. And there's easy ways. There's algorithms. And plus, I steal them anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
This is good, kids. Please, earmuffs for illegal activity through this guy.
Yeah. I don't pay for anything.
Will you watch The Mandalorian?
Gun to my head. No. I don't need to see any more Star Wars.
Are you not a Star Wars guy?
I like the New Hope and Empire Strikes Back and the Jedi. That's the only ones.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't really follow. There's so many books and so many other cartoons and live actions and I don't know how many series you can do on this, but apparently they do every single one of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people have the time.
Yeah.
So damn, it'll take you 10 years to watch everything.
It's a big undertaking to do this Star Wars. So we got a glowing endorsement here from this guy, Jeff Snyder, who will get to it. But for everybody watching at home, I will not spoil this thing. I just want to say that episode two was fantastic. It really was. It goes – it furthers the plot that we saw introduced in episode one. Episode two really leans into it.
Wait, episode two furthers the plot from episode one?
There's something I cannot talk about because of spoilers. Perry knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I think I know the plot point in episode one that they could
plot
further.
Plot point. That's a better way
two.
To put it.
Let me ask you this. I
it
understand.
Looks beautiful.
Is episode two 26 minutes long?
It was about 30 minutes. Yeah.
What do you make of the length of these episodes?
Do you say 30 minutes with credits?
Yeah, with credits.
Because that's more like 26 minutes.
Yeah, that is 26. But I'm actually kind of shocked that they're so short. And then it occurred to me that when this thing is being made and Dave Filoni comes on to not only direct the pilot but be an executive producer, is that they're the length of animated episodes.
Who directed episode two?
Rick Famuyiwa.
Yes.
Okay. And he did a fantastic job. And there is some really, really good stuff. This is like filled with nostalgia for the original trilogy. You feel like you're right at home. You feel like, you know, I've been here before. I've seen this. And that's a good thing for me at least, is that I am so into the character development of the Mandalorian because of what he's doing with this plot point that I can't mention because everybody – a lot of you know you're screaming at your computer right now. And
it's a good plot point.
It's a really great plot point. And there's something that happens in there where I got the chills. There's something that introduces everything that if you're a Rule of Two fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say the Big Mac. Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody wants something. Jeff Snyder, bear with me here. I told you. Roll
I'm
with
going
it.
To.
It's something about the Big Mac. It's everybody's thing. It's everybody wants. It's the classic thing that you want to know. It's there in The Mandalorian Chapter 2, and I can't wait to talk about it more with Joseph Scrimshaw, but I love this episode. I can't wait to see what we get in Episode 3. It's taking its time. I like that. It's quiet. It just moves at its own pace, and it's really, really – it's just very assured of itself.
When are we going to see this guy's face?
In Mandalorian culture, you can't show your face, really, I'm assuming. I mean, that's why they don't want to take off their masks. That's one of the things that they do. But I think we're going to see it sooner or later.
Oh, we see a lot of Mandalorians elsewhere. Like, we see their faces.
They take off their thing. I've heard as part of their culture that they keep it on, but I'm probably wrong. I'll ask Joseph Scrimshaw that very thing on
– Oh, he won't know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
everything. Isn't there Jawas in it?
Were there Jawas in
it? Yeah.
They're –
I'm like afraid to say anything now.
It's so weird this spoiler culture we're in. It's because I don't want to say, and it's such a stupid thing to say. You know what?
There's fucking Jawas in it.
I saw it on Twitter today.
Thank you. It's yes, there's Jawas.
Jawas.
Now I gotta watch it. What is that? Now I'm gonna watch it. I love Jawas.
My favorite thing in the world, and this is where I put it out on my tweet, how it could either go horribly wrong. It's like to sit in a room with two non-Star Wars guys talking about this is either my worst nightmare or the greatest thing ever. So yes, there are Jawas in it. Is that gonna make you watch it?
Yeah, but they have to wear the vinyl coat, not the not the burlap.
See, you get it. Yeah. That's the action figure reference. That
can you just make a guess? What do you think a Jawa is?
Is it like an Ewok? I don't know.
You're not. You're in the ballpark. I mean, you're not
that far like
off.
Dwarf bounty hunters or something, right?
You don't want to know. You don't just put in your computer Jawas.
Google Jawa.
They speak in like weird languages. I think they just like chirp and stuff. Yeah,
okay.
They chirp and stuff. They're cool with the Mandalorians though.
You'll have to watch episode 2 to find
all
out.
All I'm seeing are motorcycles.
You put in the wrong spelling then.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
I feel like I had a toy of this.
Carry around a little
you
stick.
Did.
Probably.
It was purple and it was like a little
No, that's Ugnaught.
Not
that's
purple.
Ugnaught.
Yeah, that was the Ugnaught.
Oh, okay.
Which there are Ugnaughts in The Mandalorian.
Are there?
Dude,
now
I'm
really
telling you,
watch it. Now I really got to watch
there it. There are things in this series that are making the Star Wars fans very, very sweaty to compliment our boy, John Schnepp. May you rest in peace, my friend. He would love this. I feel like he would love this because it feels like classic Star Wars to me, and I'm having a blast watching this thing. I woke up at 6 in the morning just to watch it. I was drinking coffee. It was so much fun to watch.
There's Ugnaughts in it. I saw some old lady the other day who looked like an Ugnaught. I took a picture of her.
Yeah.
She had the purple sweater on, the gray pants, and the flowing blonde hair.
Okay.
And she actually looked like him as well. And I took a picture. I'll show you later.
I would love to see this.
It's amazing. I'm like, Ugnaught.
And she took, I love that you pulled that out of your ass.
And she just sat there for 4 hours in the Starbucks line. It just almost pushed her out of the way. It was bad.
When I agreed to do this show today, I was promised we would stick to 5 minutes of Star Wars stuff.
And that's what we're going to wrap it here. The Mandalorian, Chapter 2. I want to know some of you, if you've seen it, hit me up on Twitter because we can talk about it there at Riley Around or drop some comments in. Keep it spoiler free, please. Just a great episode across the board. I'm very happy with the direction it's going. I'm so excited to see the next episode. And then check out me and Joseph Scrimshaw later with our spoiler review. I want to stay in Star Wars, though, Jeff Snyder.
Oh, no.
Because you put out a tweet last night. You wanted the mystery of McClunky.
Oh, yes, I did. Okay.
To remain a mystery. But I'm going to answer it for you.
That's fair. Okay, I'm ready.
This. Do you want to know what McClunky is?
I need to know because it's all over my Twitter feed and I have no idea what the hell anybody's talking about.
This is how much McClunky has now affected pop culture. Everybody talking about it. I was listening to a political website or a political podcast on the way in today, and they used McClunky, and oh my god, that was a McClunky. I could not believe it.
Wait, they said that in reference to Star Wars, though.
They said it in reference to Star Wars.
I just want to make sure that word isn't like surfacing randomly.
Yeah,
elsewhere.
No, they made a wink and a nod to their co-host, and they're like, that was a McClunky, and they went, yeah. Okay, so here we go. Jeff Snyder. George Lucas is known for tinkering with his original trilogy, all right? He's gone back numerous times. In about 1997, we had a special edition of all the movies come out. Did you see any of those in theaters? Jesus Christ, Jeff Snyder. Just nothing. You did not go.
Han shot first.
I didn't see him in
there
theaters.
There you go, right? So the scene in question is Han Solo and Greedo.
Greedo!
Okay, so in the original, Han Solo shot first. The fans love that. Perry, are you like, what do you think? Greedo, Han, are you a Han shot first person like
yeah,
I am?
Yeah, Han shot first.
Kill or be killed.
Exactly. It just kind of
like,
added to his character.
All I can think about when someone asks me that question is Harrison Ford's response to Steve.
I don't give a shit. Did you see that?
No. I almost want to like say that every
again.
Time someone asks
It's
me.
Making the rounds again. Harrison Ford could give a fuck about this. But George Lucas does. And so he edited it to make it look like that Greedo and Han shot at the same time. Then years later, he edited it again. Now, Disney buys everything, right, with Star Wars and Fox. Gets it. George Lucas laid in a grenade. He changed it again. And it appeared on Disney Plus the other day, and people are now losing their mind.
So what
over
happened?
This.
Who shot first now?
It's kind of the same as happening, but – Lucas inserted one word.
Okay. McClunky.
Cody, do you have it?
McClunky. McClunky.
That's what he did. So I put a link in the description here. Cody, can you pull up that link? Just give it a look here. I want you guys to just think about like pacing in film. Jeff Snyder, you can do that. You review movies.
Sure.
You understand. So let's play this. That's the word that he added. That's 2011.
Is that Greedo?
That's Greedo.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to 2004. Look how many fucking edits there are. Okay, that one was bad. You could see Han Solo move to the side like... This is the 1997 special edition. Okay, now Greedo shoots first and then Han shoots.
Yes.
And this is the original. Oh, wait. Yep.
Greedo's got some shitty aim.
The best version all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
The original one.
So what he did was he added this word McClunky.
So weird.
I'm like 5 seconds from walking out of the show.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he can't.
He can't.
Yeah, you can do whatever he wants.
So what the hell – why would Lucas do this one more time? Why would he add McClunky?
Why is he even allowed to keep tinkering with these things?
It's before Disney bought it. Before Disney bought it, he made another edit, and it was going to be for the 3D release. They were going to re-release all the films in 3D.
I think he does it to mess with people.
Exactly.
Yes.
This McClunky?
McClunky.
Do you know how hard I laughed watching this?
It's hilarious.
I cannot stop laughing at this random word. And I think McClunky means
McClunky.
Fuck you, fans. I will do what I want. I literally think George Lucas said, I don't care anymore. Everybody gets upset at me for re-editing these things or doing whatever it may be, killing my childhood with the prequels or whatever they were saying. I think this is his final fuck you to everybody. And it's... in the word McClunky.
It's so out of left field that that is the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. What would McClunky mean? I'm not asking these Star Wars guys. I'm asking you. What could McClunky mean?
I'll tell you what I think it means.
What?
You can go first, Perry. Then I'll – I have three theories of what
I
mean, it
could. I want to hear your theory especially.
You put the F-bomb in my head, whether it's George Lucas saying it to the fans or Greedo saying it to Han. Like, fuck you. I'm going to blow your head off kind of thing.
It's McClunky. So in Huttese – it means this will be the end of you, okay? So we could assume that's it. But because it's so random, I think it's fuck you. I really think it's fuck you. But Tom, I want you to know. I want your opinion on this.
It sounds like a chick everybody like slept with in high school.
McClunky.
Yeah, be like, you slept with McClunky too?
McClunky.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How'd that go? Be like, you know how it went. You slept with her 2 days earlier.
She sounds like a bad teacher. Like, oh, you got McClunky this year?
And then it could be like, you can go to your drug dealer and be like, hey, let me get an 8-ball of McClunky. Oh, okay,
great. That sounds like a bad whiskey.
Yeah. Ugh, I got enough money
today.
That's
a McClunky 74.
Yeah, do you want the Jameson? No, I'll take the McClunky today. I'm kind of waiting on some checks.
It's going to be a thing now, and that's why everybody's tweeting about it right now, Jeff Snyder. I think this thing is going to be something that we say for many years now.
I'll bet you anything someone in this world already has a McClunky tattoo.
Why don't we create McClunky t-shirts and then sell them?
I'm down with that.
Let's get on it.
Let's get on that. I think it's hysterical. Barbara, I want you guys McClunky. To let me know what you think as well, because it doesn't work. That's the other thing. I think it feels absolutely out of range. Like, it was already hard enough to accept this scene with all the different edits from the one that I love and know from 1977. But it's just kind of ridiculous, and I'm laughing my ass off.
I wonder if somebody's real name is McClunky.
I'm sure it's out there.
They're like, hey, Diane McClunky's
around. Neil McClunky.
Yeah, Neil McClunky.
It's like the inflection of his voice when he says it. It's like, it's not like I am going to kill my enemy. It's, it's he's making a joke.
Yeah.
Plus, he fires off bad, too. So maybe it's gun. He's like, that's a McClunky gun, whatever.
Yeah. He's like, he's basically a stormtrooper.
No,
he can't, he has zero aim.
Anyway, yeah.
I just wanted to talk about that for my own liking because Ken Napsok and I were texting at this time. We watched it probably 9 times in a row, and I had tears streaming from my eyes. Because when you know this scene so well, and then all of a sudden there's this like record scratch about McClunky.
McClunky.
And I'm so glad we got it for a sound.
When
right
I go
now.
Fish here.
When I go McClunky. Fish here. But that's the McClunky talk. I want to switch gears real quick to you, Tom Dagnino, to you, Jeff Snyder, and to you, Ms. Perrine Emeroff. Fantasy football updates. How are you guys doing here? What happened last night, Perry? What happened, Tom? You guys were head-to-head.
We have breaking news in here.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about this at all.
Okay. And Cody Hall in the booth.
Breaking news. Ken Knapsack just got McClunky across his head.
There it is.
Tattooed.
What? Okay, right, so what's the update?
I'm in first place. I was undefeated through 8 games. I have lost the last 2 games in a row. But this week I'm feeling good. I think I'm going to rebound against Jay Washington.
Okay.
He had Nick Chubb go last night. Didn't score any touchdowns. Yeah, I'm feeling good about this week.
So for those listening at home and watching here, we have a what is it? The whole office is playing.
12-team league. That's
12-team league.
Commissioner Cody Hall.
With Commissioner Cody Hall. Cody, how are you doing?
Thanks for asking, Mark. Horrible. I'm in 11th place out of 12. Me and Frank are duking it out this week. We're both 3-7. This is the battle of the losers. It's going to be a lot of fun.
In Cody's defense, you know, it's points for and points against. He's just running up against teams that are just like having their best day.
Really?
Their best week ever. Yeah, he has
it's
a lot
just
of
so
points
much
for.
Fun seeing that every
he just,
week.
I see it. I only watch my game and then I watch Cody's game to see where it's at. I'm like, God, poor guy's going to lose again.
Perry, are you bringing up your standings here?
Where
are you?
I'm just looking. I'm at number 4 right now, but I was at number 2 for like the entire. Don't worry, I'm going down at this point. Half of my lineup is injured at this point, and I'm in trouble.
Well, we play this week. First of all,
I
was a champion last year at 14-1. So,
14-1
and won the championship. I got nothing out of it though.
Really?
But then you know Snyder was 8-0. He played me.
Okay.
And then
he took me down.
So wait, who's in first place?
I am.
You're
still
first place. Yeah, and still okay.
But still, what's your reputation here?
What's your record?
8-2
now, and
6-4.
You are
6-4. Me and Perry are 6-4.
Yep, 6-4.
6-4 and 6-4.
I didn't even draft my team though because I was out of town. So
that's right.
I got gifted a team.
I feel like I might have done better if I hadn't drafted my own team either.
Some people do. I mean, my other two leagues I drafted and I suck.
It really just like it's not fair when you get like a shitty pick. Like I was 11th out of 12. There was no way I was going to get a reliable running back.
It's been a weird year though.
Then you double back and get something, but it's not too bad.
Okay.
I'm predicted to beat Perry, but who knows? We'll see how it goes.
You are predicted to crush me this week.
I need a win here.
And what do you mean by predicted? I do not do this because I have zero time to do this because I know I'll get totally into it and I'll be with you guys and I'll be like, you know, talking shit on Twitter and all this kind of stuff. What is it like? Explain it real quick for me. Like when you go head to head, what does that mean? Like your team, you have
quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, flex, defense,
flex,
and a kicker.
Though you can't have a second tight end, which I don't like.
Well,
we should make the tight end.
You know what,
flex.
Cody didn't know what he was doing at the time, but now he knows.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he only had 4 teams in the playoffs.
They give you projected points. They're able to guesstimate how much one of your players is going to get. So right now, based on that, you're 20 points ahead of me.
That's correct.
And I was banking on the Steelers' defense last night, and they sucked. They've been doing pretty well for me lately, except last night.
Yeah, Makuga is probably in New York, like, ripping his sheets up in his bed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, I want to go to what happened last night. Did you see that fight?
It was wild.
Yeah, that was
what the hell happened? I saw it with my own two eyes, but like,
that's just.
Did they all get like? Because I was watching some stuff and doing some wedding planning.
Garrett,
like,
the guy Garrett has, you know, Miles Garrett has issues before. Like he hit the helmet
on the head.
They're just so intense. Now Rudolph tried to rip his off first.
Okay,
and then then Garrett ripped Rudolph's off, and then.
Club him with it.
He did. Hit him with it.
Right.
And then the Steelers' offensive line just were like kicking him when he was down. It was like a full-blown street fight.
Jeez.
Like, it was really bad.
Are they all ejected?
Garrett's done for the season.
Done for the season. That's what I was asking.
Okay. He'll extend until next year.
Right. You can't do that. You could have really – that's
assault. You could have killed a guy.
That's assault. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, holy crap,
it wasn't – I mean, people were saying, oh, Rudolph tried to rip his hat off first. It doesn't make a difference who rips what hat off first.
Yeah, you walk. Once the helmet came off, I think you walk.
You have to. You can't swing helmets. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That was bad.
Yeah.
Well – good fantasy football talk, everyone. That was really great. So let's go into some news because I do have Jeff Snyder here. I do have Perry Nemiroff here, host of Movie Talk. We finally got a Black Adam movie, and it's in a release date, and that's what, December 2021?
Yes.
Is that right? So Jeff
December
Snyder –
December 22nd?
Yeah. You guys and Snyder, you break your scoops. You got your hands dirty doing all this. Why did this movie take forever to finally get off the ground? I want to ask you two about this.
That's a great question. I actually have no idea what took so long. I was surprised to read in reports yesterday that The Rock has been attached to this for the better part of a decade.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's my question.
Decade. That's crazy.
I think it was his busy schedule because The Rock is doing a million and one things. And also the fact that, you know, like the DC film franchise had a couple of busts a couple of years ago. And they had to, you know, take a step back and figure out what to do. And they did now.
Right. Because at first this was going to be he was just like Black Adam was going to be introduced in Shazam. And then they decided against that. And they said they'd give him his own movie and maybe like, you know, the third film they'll meet. Kind of like what Legendary Warner Brothers have done with the Godzilla and Kong movies.
Right.
So maybe that will end up being the sequel to Black Adam where he'll take on Shazam.
Okay.
What is Black Adam?
Black Adam, yeah. Does anybody know? Because no, I know he's – I don't know a lot about Black Adam.
I don't want to describe something wrong.
Another superhero with a lightning bolt. Like how many lightning bolt superheroes?
He has no legs, right? He just has like a – he just flies and stuff?
No, he has legs.
He has yellow boots that apparently really stress this one out.
Yeah, I did not like the yellow booties.
He's like, did you see Shazam? No.
Okay, so I got it right here. As originally depicted, I got your answer here. Black Adam was a corrupted ancient Egyptian predecessor of Captain Marvel, or Shazam. Shazam was originally called Captain Marvel, who fought his way to modern times to challenge the hero and his Marvel family associates. Since the turn of the 21st century, however, Black Adam has been redefined by DC Comics writers Jerry Ordway and Geoff Johns and David S. Goyer as a corrupted anti-hero attempting to clear his name and reputation. Well, that makes sense.
So he's
the
Punisher,
Rock's going to do it. I guess so, right?
Sounds about it. Sounds what it is.
He's going to be an anti-hero.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, that makes sense if the Rock's going to do it because the Rock made this really great post saying, you know, I love Superman, but I grew up like I'm – he basically rattles cages so he couldn't be Superman, so now he's going to be Black Adam. And I think it's great, but I'm just – is it because the DC movies had a misstep, or is it like they wanted to take their time with the script, or is it because The Rock is in every single movie
That's correct.
Is that all of that?
I would imagine.
Okay.
The guy does like 5 TV shows, 30,000 movies.
Mm-hmm.
He like works out like 13 hours a day. I'm convinced there's definitely
And he talks to film Twitter for the other
hours.
He does a lot of –
yeah, he doesn't sleep.
He can't.
And when I see him –
he's a very nice guy.
When I see him – do you watch it when he eats the sushi? I love how he said the sushi.
I love his cheat meals. I think that's one of my favorite things about Instagram.
When he's eating sushi, he has just this huge thing, and I always
or it's like
get
his pancake
so
piles, his mm-hmm. all the cookies he eats. It's crazy.
I got his ketchup at my house.
You got? I'm sorry.
Well, the Rock ketchup.
Yeah, we cleaned out his trailer. You know, because we did a promo for I think it was the building movie,
Skyscraper.
Yeah, Skyscraper. And they're like, Rock's trailer, you know, he's done. He's out of here.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, cool. I went in there with like a bag and just got a bunch of candles and
– did you really?
Rock's toothpaste.
Is this for real?
Rock's ketchup.
Okay.
A bunch of other stuff.
When you say Rock's,
like, Rock's ketchup.
Like you like
– so it's really Heinz ketchup, and but you call it okay.
It's the Rock's
now,
ketchup.
Now, do you use this ketchup or do you cherish it?
Sparingly.
Okay.
Sparingly. Like if I'm cooking at the house, I'm like, should we break out the Rock's ketchup? Yeah. And then we break out
the
Rock's
ketchup. Use it
wisely. And then I have a toothbrush of his too. It's in a Ziploc bag in my house.
you should sell that.
I could. I mean, I would need to like have a picture of him brushing with it,
right, you know, for authenticity.
Yeah. I have Anne Hathaway's water bottle
for a show I was working on. Set
do you
that
know?
Day.
Yeah, from the Brokeback Mountain junket. I've had it for 14 years.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Wait, did she?
I'm going to clone Anne Hathaway.
Did she drink from
I'm
it?
Trying to say, yeah.
She, okay, so and where is this?
It's in my apartment, and the water is all gone. It's dried up.
Okay, the water is dried up. So, describe this shrine of yours. Is the water bottle there with a picture of Anne Hathaway?
No,
and then like
the label around the water bottle is hanging off, but I haven't completely pulled it off.
Well, because Brokeback Mountain, what is that? 2005.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
I got a
– I love how I'm hesitant to take a photo with a celebrity I meet and you guys are like stealing ketchup and water bottles.
I got Kendall Jenner slippers and a bathrobe.
I was a college student. I didn't know any better.
It was funny.
You guys.
Oh, God. That was in your NYU dorm room, wasn't it?
We learned some wonderful things here at Collider Live. In fact, I mean this – have you guys seen The Bodyguard? I mean this is what the stalker does when he goes after Whitney Houston. He grabs things left over.
I got Kendall Jenner's slippers and her bathrobe that she was not wearing anything under. So they're at the house. So I gave them to my girlfriend. She's like, these ain't hers. And sure enough, her stylist was like, these slippers from Target were amazing. You know, and she was supposed to take them, but like somehow they wound up in my car. And
unreal.
On her Instagram. She goes, they are Kendall Jenner slippers. I go, yeah. I go, fucking think I'm lying? No, why would I lie about that?
I can't even with this. I can't even.
I have a couple other things, but I don't want to mention what they are.
I went to the premiere of Spielberg, the HBO documentary last year.
I know what you did here.
And I took the Steven Spielberg piece of paper that was reserved for him in his seat. I took it off his chair.
No, I've known people that have done that. Yeah. Or like the placard goes that on the tables at premieres. So yeah.
That's less stalkery. Yeah. But the water bottle?
That's shady. Don't tell anyone.
Depends what
that.
You do with it.
Yeah. Interesting.
I've been trying to sell it.
Yeah, but
who would not want an empty water bottle that was once used by Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Tweet at Jeff Snyder and offer him.
Do you have
money.
Any buyers in the live chat right now?
No.
I'll put an offer up after this.
$6,000.
$6,000?
Yeah.
You know what I did last night? Actually, you know what I did last night, Riley?
Talk to me.
I threw out I've been moving. I'm in the process of moving in
that's right.
with Stephanie.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And very big congratulations to you, sir. This is very nice. Yes. Heartwarming. Julie was very excited to hear about this, by the way.
You guys are invited over as soon as we're settled.
Yeah.
So I threw out my Discman.
Discman.
Yes.
My God, is that a blast?
I put in new batteries last night to see if it would even play a disc. It didn't.
Okay.
But the little radio function, it was still beeping.
Okay.
It wasn't functional, but I could still hear that technically the batteries did bring it back to life.
Okay. And how much are you selling it for?
Oh, I threw in the trash.
Okay,
I don't think I can get any money for a Discman. But man, like back in the day, how great were Discmen with like bass boost and all these different functions that they had, anti-skip, anti-shock protection.
I remember trying to jog with a Discman, and it did not work.
The anti-shock was the big thing.
Yeah.
That was cutting edge. They got that from the aliens when they landed in Roswell. That and fiber optics.
Do you guys still have CDs? Or did you throw all your CDs out?
Oh, I have CDs. I still get CDs because the award season time, they send us a ton of CDs of the awards-worthy scores and soundtracks. I don't really understand why they do that. It's like my computer doesn't even have a DVD drive. And, like, I have nothing to do with it.
See, that's what was so interesting when I find – I still have that Case Logic with, like – a bunch of CDs, but I haven't opened that. It's in my mother's garage. That's how much I use it. Mm-hmm. So.
My car is the only thing that I have that can actually play a CD now.
Huh. We can't use CDs anymore. No. Yeah, to your point, Perry, where are you going to play it? Aside from, Snyder's Discman.
Not even my car. I still have my Discman. I don't know if it works, but I know exactly where it is.
I do have a CD changer.
I still have
in my
a Discman and beepers.
Yeah.
The beepers.
Beepers were really cool.
You could sell them now for a lot of money.
I don't know how much I believe you with that.
By the way, if there's anyone in this world who I would not be surprised had a beeper, it would be this guy right here.
Yeah, I love beepers.
I'm sure. And when you had a beeper, Tom.
Yeah.
Let's go into this.
Oh,
let's lean
God.
Into this. What would you use that beeper for?
Oh, I mean, shoot. nothing legal. nothing legal. That's for sure.
I had
three beepers at one time.
Three beepers, huh?
Yeah, one would – you give one to your girlfriend.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
You give your girlfriend's number to one. Then you give your side chicks to the other one.
Yeah.
And then, your other stuff.
Yeah. So I got a here we are.
Okay.
She's got a lot to say about beepers.
Lot to say about Black Adam, McClunky, and The Mandalorian is Leia. Actually, guys, if you pull up my Twitter, you can see Leia watched The Mandalorian with me, and I'm telling you, the entire show she watched.
Isn't
she glued,
fascinating?
She glued – like I've never seen a dog do this. She watched the entire episode. She did not look away. The dog usually watches something, and maybe it's a horse or something on the screen, and they bark.
Dewey was watching the Mustang the other night,
right?
And I was fat. Like, he just sat there on my lap, glued to the laptop screen.
Yeah, she did not look away. I took pictures throughout, and I just kept watching, going, something's going to happen here where she's going to just lose interest. But no, she loves The Mandalorian as well.
Maybe there's a new technology.
For dogs?
Yeah, that makes dogs watch TV. That'd be cool.
If only there was a Rotten Tomatoes run by pets.
Mm.
What is it in Scrooge?
Marley and Me, 100%.
Do you remember in Scrooged when they want to start?
We don't bring up Scrooge. No, I lost on that scream question.
That's right. What he was did. The question?
She it wants what, to come to the side of the room. So
what does
badly.
Bill Murray give to his employees or whatever? Yeah,
handkerchiefs,
for
right? When you said handkerchiefs,
he gives a bath towel and a VHS. VCR.
But you said VCR, handkerchief, yeah. right? Didn't you say handkerchief or something?
Yeah, I don't know what we yeah. said. It was bad. Shit. It was stupid.
My God.
Tough one.
I know.
I'm really still not watching and I refuse.
I want to – it's about 10:30. We're halfway done with the show. Cody, can you open up those phone lines?
You I want
– thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
I'd love – I told Cody – I thought he's sassy today, but nope. He's just direct.
I'm just very
excited. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Friday.
You know what everybody can look forward to? Cody Hall, you're doing mailbag with me later.
Yes, I am, Mark.
Yeah, ooh, Cody Hall. Rumor Mill's new host, Cody Hall, that is. Yeah. So I hope everybody catches that. We'll talk a little bit about that on Mailbag. I'm all for the plugs today. But I want to open up those phone lines. So, hey, Cody, you can use McClunky to let us know when we have a phone call on.
You got it.
Ask us anything you want. We can talk about your thoughts, your quick reactions to Mandalorian, fantasy football, if you've had beepers, if you had a Discman. But, Snyder, are you working on anything for the .com right now? You're working on a scoop?
I'm working on a bunch of scoops, yeah.
Scooping, okay. Scooping, scooping.
Did I just blow your cover?
No, not at all. But, I mean, I can't really reveal what they are yet.
I know that. But
I got a podcast of my own to host
I
after
I understand
this.
That. The Snyder Cup. You can't tease anything.
I heard a horrific story the other day.
Oh, wait. What is it?
Go into it, please.
We were in – well, some lady in Hollywood Boulevard was coming out of like a little a luncheon with her friends. Mm-hmm. And some homeless guy comes up to her and just dumps a bucket of diarrhea over her
I
head.
Oh, I saw that video. It's gross.
It is really bad. And it was all warm
serious?
And hot.
It was hot.
And the lady
yeah.
– and it was like in the lady's face and like they had to bring like a fire truck over there like spray her down like Rambo and Rambo 1.
I thought you were joking when you started this.
I was like – she's traumatized for life.
Are you serious? Yeah. That happened on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah. And the guy was like laughing and then he went and – did 2 months in like a psychiatric ward, and he comes back out.
You gotta watch out. There's diarrhea flying around out there.
She said,
and
they
there's
said,
a video of this.
Speaking of,
there's no way I'm watching this.
But they also said,
you set me up.
They also said what? That it was not just one sitting. Like the guy must have been had it for like a 2 weeks.
Good Lord.
Wait, what does this have to do with Netflix?
I don't know. It's going to be on Netflix next week.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Jesus. Yeah. So I'm wondering, Snyder. What are you doing?
All right, so I get a text on Monday from one of my brothers. I won't reveal which brother it was.
Okay.
He goes, this is me. He texts me, my other brother, and my dad.
Okay.
He goes, guys, this dude just walked in on my stall because I forgot to lock the door and I was pants around the ankles taking a huge shit at work. He caught me like a deer in the headlights.
Wow.
I was so embarrassed. And he's like, imagine somebody walking in on you and you both look at each other and the guy just like slowly backs
away. Yeah, you lock eyes.
That's hysterical.
Jordan's staring at him.
If we're doing texts, I'm going to do this. I'm asking Snyder yesterday, who's coming on the show,
okay.
prepping for it, The Mandalorian. Are you watching it? And he said, not yet. I'm like, okay, blah, 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 blah. And he writes, nah, enough fucking Star Wars. Save it for the other pods. Let's just swap poop stories.
we just did. There we go.
Yeah, have any of you guys ever been walked in on mid-poop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's very awkward.
My high school had no – they had to remove all the stalls.
Why is this? Because you're all –
Because people were doing crazy
people
shit
doing
in there.
Crazy shit in there. Yeah. So they were like, now you got to just take a shit with the people watching you.
There seems to be a lot wrong with that.
There was a lot wrong in my high school. There was a lot wrong.
Well
– it was really weird. You just walk in and some older black guy – He was a senior, but he looked like he was about 60. Would just like sit there and read the newspaper while taking a shit. I'm like, don't you have a class to go to? What are you doing?
Look at that. We got a caller coming into Collider Live. Thank you for interrupting us.
What good timing.
Good timing. You're on Collider Live. What's your name? What's your question?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm me?
Yeah, you.
This is the Zodiac.
Ahead, how you doing? What's your name, dude?
McClunky.
I'm Gabriel.
Gabriel, how are you?
From Brazil.
Nice.
From Rio de Janeiro.
From where?
Rio.
Oh, Rio de Janeiro. Oh, wow. Nice.
That's great, man. Well, thanks for calling in. What's your question?
So, I'm talking about Star Wars.
Good. Okay. We got the perfect person for it with Jeff Snyder.
I want to talk about the last thing of the first episode. I'm not watching anyone talking about this. About the age of the character.
The age of the character?
Yeah,
I think he's 12.
Which character are you talking about?
The little character.
The little character. Okay, that's a little bit spoilery. We're trying to stay away from it, but I believe.
I know, but
right.
Nobody's talking about it. So, the series passed about 9 years after the Battle of Yavin, right?
9 years after Battle of Yavin, yeah. I think it's set seven years after Return of the Jedi, so that kind of checks out.
So
Jeff Snyder's falling asleep.
Cody, you're fired.
No, so Anakin Skywalker was born 41 years before Battle of Yavin.
Riley, you got your math face on.
I'm trying to figure out. No, I'm kind of following you.
So the hero characters has the same age of Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, he's theory.
I got it. Gabriel, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I know what he's saying is that with Anakin Skywalker being born at a certain time, okay, I'm just going to paraphrase, and this new character being born at about 50 years is what they're saying is the age of this character. Maybe there's a connection between Anakin and this character. I like it. I don't think so. It would have to like then show up in Rise of Skywalker, and I don't think they're going to go there.
I still don't think I'm following. I think you lost me even more with that description.
I kind of was following, but I think that it's I think we need to go to our resident Star Wars expert, Jeff Snyder. What do you think?
The age is five. It's a Jawa. For no reason.
Yeah. The answer is Jawa.
Yeah. Always Jawa.
Yeah.
Perry, how good are you at old Math? 80s and 90s sitcom themes?
Bad.
Okay, good. We're gonna play.
If it wasn't like a Nickelodeon thing, I'm screwed.
We're gonna play. I want to play a game with these guys because I know they can do it at the end. I want you to play along as well. But if there's any more calls, just hit that McClunky, Cody. Because I love that. But I couldn't keep up with the question for a while there because I was trying to figure out exactly how the math would add up and also the different characters.
Well, it's math and spoilers. The combination there makes it nearly impossible
to answer. It's nearly impossible to answer. But real quick, Tom, how are things going? Wait, did we just...
McClunky.
Yeah, we got him, McClunky. Hey, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? What's your question?
Hey, my name is Grant, and I have a question just about fandoms. And I know that...
Fandoms. I love it, Grant.
I know this is going to start a fight, and it's not what I mean to, but it's just something I've been thinking about.
All right.
So it comes to mind recently for me with Star Wars, as everyone's talking about it, and lots of people are going back and rewatching the old movies and, you know, giving their thoughts on those kinds of things. And I've seen so many people that whenever they talk about Star Wars, the only movies they have anything positive to say about are the original trilogy. And I think to myself, well, do you technically qualify as being a fan of Star Wars, or are you just a fan of the original trilogy? Not to say, you know, you're a fake fan or anything like that, but I enjoy all of them despite flaws and problems within each movies. But like Terminator, I'm a fan of 1 and 2. I don't consider myself a Terminator fan because I hate all the rest.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thank you for your question, Grant. I mean, I think I tend to disagree that if you like Terminator and Terminator 2 that you're not and that you hate the other ones that you're not a fan, you're a fan of Terminator if you like those movies. I think if you like any movie, you're a fan. You can – and these fandoms I think that play gatekeeping is no fun for anybody.
Gatekeeping sucks.
Yeah.
But I think the term fan is a personal thing that you apply to yourself.
Yeah.
If it's not enough for you to just like two of however many installments and you don't consider yourself a fan of that franchise, then you're not a fan of the franchise.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can be if you say I only like two of however many.
I only like the first three and that's it.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay. And Snyder doesn't like any of the Star Wars movies. How many Star Wars movies have you seen, Star Wars?
The only two that I have not seen are Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones.
Okay.
I've seen
which
all the
are
others.
Arguably
you're not missing anything.
Critically and, you know, and a lot of people don't like those in particular.
And I remember as a kid liking Jedi the most.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot.
Because I'm a big Jabba the Hutt guy.
Are you really? Why is that?
I feel like Jabba the Hutt is your spirit animal somehow.
He dressed up as him in high school.
I'm looking to eventually become Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it does matter. If you like the original trilogy, you can call yourself a fan. And I have family members, my nephew in particular, who grew up with the prequels and loves the prequels. So it's like he's a fan of Star Wars. I think everybody, no matter the movie you like, if you only like, say, Rogue One, you're a fan of Star Wars. I think it's it's getting to a point now where everybody's like, well, you know, and they're gatekeeping like whether or not you like Star Wars, whether or not you like the prequels, whether you like the sequels. It doesn't matter. Like what you fucking like.
We were talking about it on Movie Talk today. The idea of just being a big fan of a filmmaker or an actor that you'll watch any of their stuff. Like, I am a fill-in-the-blank fan, and I'll watch anything that person does. But yeah, that doesn't mean that you have to stop liking them if they give you a bad movie.
Right, because then you just might not like that movie and go, oh, wasn't for me this time, but I can't wait for their next movie. Right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Very sensible way to look at it.
Jeff, I keep trying to figure you out on this show, especially today. What is your, like, Marvel, DC, Star Wars, all those movies aside, you're not real a big franchise guy.
I loved Ghostbusters.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I loved the Ninja Turtles growing up.
Who's your turtle?
Donatello. Okay.
Donatello.
Good choice. Good choice.
Interesting. Very intellectual.
Yeah.
And I like the color purple.
Okay. I like that.
I'm sure that there are some other IPs out there that I grew up on.
Scream.
Yeah.
Scream.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was 12 then.
You like the first movie, Scream?
Yeah. Well, I love the entire Scream franchise. But there it is. I'm trying to think of, like, when I was a kid, like, what did I really...
Yeah. What got Jeff Snyder out of bed in the morning?
I loved all, like, the old Disney sports movies. Like, those aren't...
There it is.
You know, whether it was Mighty Ducks or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. It's great. What about you? You're a Rocky guy, and what else?
Yeah, Rocky. I mean, I like G.I. Joe cartoons.
Okay.
Yeah, He-Man was a big thing.
Yeah,
He-Man,
I was a Goonies guy, Major League.
Well, Major League is one of the best.
I didn't like Transformers. I didn't like GoBots. But I like cartoons. Scooby-Doo, the Flintstones.
Scooby-Doo is huge.
Josie
yeah.
and the Pussycats.
Did you guys see the Scoob like trailer?
I loved it.
I loved the Scoob trailer.
It too.
There's a
I
new
did.
One. It's called Scoob?
It's called Scoob, and it's the origin of Shaggy and Scooby and then, you know, the Mystery Gang and how – it just looked really fun. But that opening got me. I mean, duh. I mean, I'm a dog person, and it was so adorable. I literally went, that's a Scooby-Doo movie.
I love the Scooby-Doo mysteries when they had the like Don Knotts on there and the Harlem Globetrotters, Batman and Robin, the Three Stooges.
That was the best.
I love Peanuts.
The Peanuts.
Yeah, Charles Schulz.
And then Perry, what's your big franchise that you love? Like most?
From when I was a kid?
Yeah, let's
I mean, the big
kids.
Franchises that I love, and probably from when I was a kid, is Scream. I almost just said Jurassic Park. Spoonerism. It. Parasic Jark.
That's a good one.
Scream. Anything Nickelodeon.
Anything Nickelodeon?
So
okay.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Mm-hmm.
Real Monsters was a big deal for me. The more of that, the better.
I love
it. We need a live-action Doug movie. I'll never stop rooting for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, Mighty Ducks.
I can't do Doug.
Sports movies.
I never got into that.
Which one?
Doug. What is it?
Doug? You never liked Doug?
Yeah, I never got into
great.
It.
Oh, great. Patty Mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Who's Doug?
Mm-hmm.
Doug Funny is the
Doug
Beatles?
Funny, yeah.
What's it, is and it just Chuck. Doug?
Maybe they have a Doug theme song.
It's
that Perry
like
can guess.
The name is Doug, and then he's got all the friends around him, and he's got like an adorable dog named Porkchop. I think you would really relate to that.
I would relate to that.
Doug
okay.
was great.
Okay,
Porkchop.
Very nice. Sauce. Well, hey, Cody, do we have any calls coming in, or is that it?
McClunky.
There it is. We have a call coming in for Collider Live. What's your name? What's your question? Hello. We don't have anyone.
They're on. They're on right now.
Hello.
McClunky.
Hello, McClunky.
McClunky?
Coward.
I'm using it as a hello.
Hang at up. Least, like, breathe into the receiver. Make
yeah,
it right.
We didn't get it. We didn't get it.
We got a new one.
We got a new one. All right.
McClunky.
You are on Collider Live. What's your name? What's your question?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on. I'm Derek from Toronto.
Hey, Derek from Toronto. What's your question?
I needed to call because I needed to ask another Star Wars question.
I love it. And Jeff Snyder is jumping out of his chair, really excited. What's your question?
Well, so you guys have been talking a lot about Matt Smith for like the last year or so.
Right.
Potentially being involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to run by like a possibility, which you guys haven't spoken about. But I've been thinking like, we don't know what Palpatine's role is going to be in the new movie, but I thought potentially there's the opportunity for maybe we see like the origin somehow, and maybe it's tied into Palpatine. And I thought maybe Matt Smith could be an interesting choice for a young version of Palpatine.
Yeah, that's the going kind of theory. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Jeff Snyder, what do you think? Thank you for chiming in.
Matt Smith was not in Star Wars.
So that's the rumor, dude. So maybe you can get some journalistic kind of mind through this. It was announced or there – I can't remember. Maybe it was Variety. Maybe
yes.
It was Kroll.
August 2018, cast Matt Smith in key role.
Okay. Mm. Has Star Wars officially announced him?
I don't know.
But they are keeping it under wraps. We don't know. He could be playing. Everybody's thinking maybe he's playing a younger Palpatine. There's two theories I would go with. You could either do a force back, like a flashback, show a young Sheev Palpatine. There it is. Thank you, Jeff Snyder. Or it could be a clone. Yeah, you have zero fucking interest in Star Wars. I get it. You don't like Star Wars.
A flashback? Like if Star Wars doesn't have flashbacks, it has force backs?
That's what we're calling it. You son of a bitch.
Sure I was.
You know what I can do to maybe cheer you up? Cody, forget the phone lines now. Let's play that game.
Let's do it, please.
I want to play this game. Cody,
if I hear another Star Wars question, I'm going to snap.
I can't believe how many Star Wars questions we get on this.
Don't you care about anything else?
I don't. See, but I don't.
To actually answer the question, I don't think they're going back with that character. I think there's too much stuff to move forward and wrap up before
you finish
this trilogy.
There's
I don't think they have the time.
There is so much that they got to wrap up. I think Matt Smith might just end up being...
It's also like reintroducing Palpatine alone is a lot of heavy lifting in a script. So they're going to work on that and making that return come back in a sensible way. And I don't think that they're going to go back.
Palpatine sounds like an old man name. I can't imagine a young guy named Palpatine.
Are we still talking Star Wars here?
Yeah.
Let's go. Moving along.
All right. So what we're going to do right now, because I've been wanting to play this for a while, and I got people in the room that can do it. Perry, I want you to try as best as possible.
Okay.
We're going to play Guess That 80s Sitcom Theme. Cody, I want you to go in there and just at random, I want you to play something. You can do well. You can do this, Snyder. I know you can. There's some 90s in there as well.
We're 90s
can just go
kids.
Anywhere you want, Cody. And I want you to use your name when you know what it is, and we'll see what happens. How's that?
Okay. Sounds perfect.
Okay, ready? Cody, whenever you're ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
Tip of Strokes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Tom
Dagnino on the board with one. That was Different Strokes, wasn't it? Was it Different Strokes, Cody?
It absolutely was.
Holy shit, man. Mm-hmm. That is some next level stuff there, my friend.
I was on Name That Tune.
Were you really?
Yeah, the new version.
That
Wayne
is a
Brady.
Lie, and you know
it's
it.
Coming out in 2 years.
All right. Well, hopefully somebody can get
that's
the next
one. It's a long
one.
Post-production yeah.
If
for
you
that
find
–
is there 90s ones in there, Cody?
It all might be.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I think they're mixed in.
Okay, great. So, great. I love the maybe. So when you're ready, good sir.
Oh, I know this one. Is this
Riley?
Doogie
Howser, MD.
All right, I got
you
it.
Almost got
damn.
Him.
Good work. Good work.
Very nice. Okay, so.
I wasn't a Doogie guy.
Do you want that one or do you want me to take it? Because you got
you
it.
You got that one.
All right,
you got
so
that
we
one.
Got one and one.
I was
one.
Hesitating.
Okay. One. And we got Perry, zero on
Big
the board.
Fat zero.
Snyder on the board is with zero. Okay. When you're ready, Cody.
Wait, not that one. Hold on. Give me
okay.
a second.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I love this.
That was just a scene from a show. I'm like, that's not right. Here we go.
Alf.
Oh, my God. You got it, didn't you? Fucking son of a bitch. Damn it. That was good. Look at you, man. This is your calling.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in a bad neighborhood. We couldn't go out at night. So
you watch TV.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, Cody. We got 2-1-0-0. Snyder, I want you to get on the board with one of these. Come
invite
on.
Me back for the 90s Nickelodeon version of this.
We're gonna. Cody's behind the wheel, so keep listening.
Okay.
Major Dad?
What?
No.
Oh, my God, A-Team.
Damn it.
There we go.
I think I said it quickly.
Was
Did
that
you
the
get
80s?
It?
Yes.
That is the 80s. I'll give it to you, you son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. What are we playing to you? 5? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. All right, Cody, you're next. Go.
Oh, it's Doug.
There we go.
Hey, Perry's on
nice.
The board.
He freaking threw me a bone. He handed me that one.
There you go.
I was all ready to like hear something that I had no clue what it was.
See, Snyder? Come on, man. You can do this. All right, Cody, you're up. Go.
One second. Got to wait for the thing to load. Got about 5 seconds, guys. Hang in there.
5 seconds. Okay.
Hold on. Boom, boom,
boom, so boom, we got Tom with three, right, me with one, Perry with one, and Snyder with a big fat goose egg. Right.
Hill Street Blues.
No.
It's Cheers.
Cheers.
That was Cheers. Hill Street Blues. What the hell, man?
You got, I just felt like
you
saying
got
it.
Alf. You got the element. Jeez, man.
Just felt like saying it.
All right. Riley with two. Tom with three. Perry with one. Snyder, come on. I'm rooting for you.
Well done.
Cody, whenever you're ready. There were
three little girls. Charlie's Angels.
That is correct.
Oh, man. Tom with four now.
Bosley.
This is game point
is
for him.
Is that the 80s?
That's a, yeah, 81.
It's there, dude. It's there.
It might have been the 70s.
My God, you are like Sam Levine with the game.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, you really
I
are.
I gotta be good at something, you know.
Oh my God! All right, I hesitate to ask, Cody. Please, Riley. Dukes of Hazzard.
That is correct.
Ooh, nice.
Boom.
Very good.
Writer. You don't know this at all, do you, Snyder?
Ain't over yet.
Why would I know the Dukes of Hazzard theme song?
Daisy Dukes.
I'm 35.
It's the greatest.
Just the good old boys.
Yeah. All right, we got three to four to one. Go for it, Cody. Whenever you're ready.
You remember that? Growing pains.
That's it. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
Snyder's on the board.
Damn, I should have got that. That's my bad.
Does, all right, Snyder's finally on the board. We got Perry with one, Snyder with one, me with three, and Tom, game point here.
Yes.
With four. Ooh, whenever you're ready here.
Right.
Jefferson's.
Shit. He's right.
You got it.
He's right.
Snyder. Yep. Damn. Come
I'm glad I at least knew that one.
He's come rallying. On, you're rallying.
He's rallying. He's rallying.
I'd like to see some life coming out of you
he's
here.
Rallying.
Okay. We got Snyder with two, Perry with one, me with three, and Tom with four. Whenever you're ready, Cody.
I love it. It counts. It counts. Somebody better answer it.
I know, so I'm going to pull myself out of this.
You've got to be kidding me, guys.
All right, Riley.
Magnum P.I.
Pokemon.
It is Pokemon. It's a 90s show.
Come on.
I had no idea what that was.
New game out today, by the way.
A new game out. Okay, I'm going to take one off the point. So I'm going to take that off because I'm on the show and we've used
disappointed
that.
In you all.
I know.
I only really played the games. I feel like they didn't play that theme in the Game Boy
games.
It's the
Pokemon theme.
Yeah. All
right, no,
that's a point for you.
We're ready.
Next point win.
Okay.
Golden Girls.
No.
No?
I know this.
What is this?
Hill Street Blues.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh!
Voila.
And Tom wins the game.
Congratulations.
This is one game five. That I don't feel all that bad about losing at.
You don't feel bad? Yeah, everybody should feel bad for not being able to play this game. I love that. Well done, Tom.
I'm defending champ. I'll come back and defend
Tom,
my title.
Before we go out of here, because it is a really fast Friday because it's an only an hour show, tell me a little bit about Lil Bobby and the Juice and where can people find it and see it and what's going on for season two.
Yeah, it's the best show on the internet.
Yes, it is.
Season two is currently being written. We released Sexorcism, the eighth and final episode of the first season the other day. It's fantastic. Everybody should watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, comment, and subscribe. We're trying to get our subscribers to a certain point so we can start taking it out on different levels. You know, just thank everybody for watching the show at this point. We believe we have a hidden gem here.
You do.
And,
I love this show.
Who writes the show? Is there a writer's room?
Yeah, it's in my office. Yeah, it's in my office. No, we're going to take the show to next level next season, but in the meantime, people should catch up on the episodes that they haven't seen yet. You know?
And it is coming to Disney Plus next spring.
Disney Plus Plus.
Yeah,
that's going to make Jeff a
Disney
subscriber.
Plus, plus.
That would be something
yeah,
to see.
So please subscribe and, you know, like I said, comment and tell us, you know, how much you like the show.
Thank you very much for stopping by, my friend.
Thank
it's
you.
Good to have you here. Jeff Snyder, Perry Nemiroff, thank you for joining me for Collider Live. Snyder,
anytime.
Where can they find you?
At the Insider Twitter, Instagram, Cameo, and also on the Snyder Cut coming up next.
There it is. And Perry.
Twitter and Instagram at P Nemiroff.
There it is. And watch Movie Talk
yes,
every
please.
Day, 9 a.m. PST. Thank you for joining us here. Darina, Roxy, myself will be back on Monday. Cody Hall in the booth. We'll see Alex as well back on Monday. Thanks for everybody joining us here on this Friday. Collider Live. See you later.
Bye-bye.
My monkey. Napa Know-How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect start to set any holiday vibe. The Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails, brews, ciders, and more, all at the push of a button. From cosmopolitans to old fashions, each pod contains real ingredients and premium spirits. Insert the pod and let the Home Bar do the work. Go to DrinkWorks.com to order your Home Bar and see all available drinks. DrinkWorks, press play. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain, Inc., used under license. Please enjoy responsibly.